It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Well. Look who's back in action. It's your radio buddy, Jimmy Fallon, welcoming you to the weekly ceremony we call the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation, given out each week to the person that, I don't know, made me laugh, changed my mind, caused me to reexamine an issue from a different perspective. This week's winner did none of that, but she's a great friend of mine. She's one of the most beloved people inside the Fox News media orbit, and she has so much good advice on how you can make a positive difference this holiday season. So much so that Fox recently gave her the Spotlight Award for the work she's doing in the communities in and around the country. I am, of course, talking about a woman you may know as the Human Happy Hour and the co-host of Outnumbered, and, of course, my arch nemesis off the air, Emily Campagno. Without further ado, Em, get your bratty butt up here and take the trophy.
Jimmy, that's the only reason I showed up was to get that Mach 1. You teased me with photos of it.
I don't want to do your show. Oh, come on, gosh. Fatso. Alan Cole loves you. He's a great listener of the show. And I actually do have your Mach 1, as a
you
matter
do?
Of fact. Yes, not right here in the studio, but it's coming. I do have it. As a matter of fact, just so you know, Alan, what a generous soul. You know when you go on the road, you meet people that are Fox fans and they give you gifts?
Yeah.
But none of them think about the fact that you're traveling back by plane. So it is sometimes difficult. So I was like, he had given me a framed picture. I had to like tape it to my body.
I was going to say, that's what your body cavities are for.
Oh, wow. Emily Campagno's back, and she is right back where we left her off. The Human Happy Hour. There, exactly.
Right where I belong.
Exactly, Em.
Smuggling everything all the time. No need, just inside it. Anyway, go ahead.
But it really was. It was that tight in my suitcase. He gave me a shirt for Lincoln. I had to wear it. He gave me a hat for Jenny. I had to wear it.
You could wear Lincoln's shirt because it's like bigger than your body. It's the only person that
you
could actually wear.
8'3". Thank you. I'm currently wearing like a sail from a sailboat. People are like, yeah, you look good. I'm like, yeah, because I took this off a boat. It thins out your face. It's the new diet now. But no, he was a very wonderful listener, a huge fan of yours. And it's so funny because every meet and greet I do, I'm not making this up. Like, I would say 30% of the people will come up to me at a meet and greet after the show. And, you know, good comedy show, this and that. No, what about Emily Campagno? And the women do it too. Yeah, and as I've told you via text, I don't want to tell them the truth. I don't want to be like, I don't want to let him stand behind the magician. Be like, look, she's the biggest monster I know.
He's kidding, by the way, you guys. I am not. I am many things, but I'm not a monster.
No, you're an award winner. Emily was honored at the Spotlight Awards yesterday for all of the charity humanitarian work she does in the community. We were watching it live here in the studio, and we were like, oh, you know, we watched them give you the award when they announce your name. Mikey stood into the microphone, and he's like, oh, bull. And I was like, come on, Mikey, just let her have her moment.
So
and she was
mean.
Like, no, I'm not. And I was like, come on, Mikey, she's a good woman. Congratulations, that was
Thank
wonderful.
Thank you. I was so shocked, unexpected. I burst into ugly tears as everyone saw, and then I just sat there crying for a long time. I was very overwhelmed. And well, I will say, to have a workplace that recognizes that, and I felt so seen and humbled, and I'm so grateful to work here.
Well, no, and we're grateful to have you, and we truly are, and you know that. You know, Fox News is a well-dressed high school in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
We always talk about that, how there's this funny community. We all see each other in the halls. But instead of going to class, you know, we're running to a TV studio. But that's very much the vibe. And you would be the kid in the high school that would win, like, most school spirit. You know, you'd be the part, like, the mascot. Like, you should be running around in a costume doing cartwheels during the halftime show.
Which makes me so happy because that's, I mean, that is exactly how I would love to be seen, is as everyone's supporter. Like the person that makes you feel better, that makes you better, that is cheering you on from the sidelines, and that is synonymous with service. So I think that this meant the world to me. You know what else is sort of like high school about this place, and one of my favorite things is the free food everywhere. Like, I just walked into your studio. I'm literally carrying a tower. It's like a salad is what I started with on the bottom, and then it graduates layer by layer, and there's like pizza and cupcakes and brownies.
She's not kidding.
Elle was like, I made ginger cookies at home. I'm like, perfect. Stack it on. Like, the holidays are the best, and Fox is no exception, of just the colossal free food everywhere, and I just walk around eating all day long. It's amazing.
No, she's not kidding. You know how, like, like if you go to a marathon, they're handing out like orange wedges and cups of water. When you walk the hallways at Fox, someone hands you a piece of pizza. There's a guy
totally.
At the corner with a granola
Meatballs,
bar.
And cannoli on 21.
And she has taken all of it. This
right.
bowl is incredible.
It's That's right.
It's truly incredible.
That's
well,
right.
we're happy to have you in studio, and I will I will have you know. So this is what I'm dealing with. I'm trying to figure out whether I should do this publicly or not, but we could discuss it on the air since you like humanitarian work yourself. Every Christmas season, because, you know, I used to be a cab driver and I always feel a survivor's guilt. I always do this thing in my head. It's called the holiday hundo, where I will take a cab like two blocks and just give the guy $100 as a way of giving back. But I do a lot. I do, you know, it usually costs me like $1,000 a Christmas season where I'll just anonymously take cabs wow. and give the guy like a $100 tip. And I don't know if we should like publicly do it this year as like a Fox goodwill thing, because I haven't like consulted with Fox. But you know about this. Should I do it that way, or should I do what you're looking at me like doing, which is just take the hundreds to a strip club and
yeah.
screw the cabbies? Because I know at your core.
I'm putting it in my wallet right now. And then what we're handing on air is like a fake one. No, I'm just kidding. Look, I think part of the beauty of that type of philanthropy and holiday spirit is the fact that it's behind the scenes. So I feel like if you're going to do it on air, if there's going to be an element of publishing to it, then I still like the idea of a bit of mystery of the neighbor in the tool show.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
The reason I
you
say it is
mean?
Because I only think because I was watching you do that. Okay. And I was like, maybe doing these things, because you'll sometimes post like, hey, I did this big event, which is good, in hopes, I think, on some level that it'll inspire other people to do good.
100%. That's
what I mean. That's where the torn
oh,
is.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering if it's like we're publicly doing this. People go, hey, I'm in a position to do that. I should do that too. Because, you know, like when I get in a cab, we've had this conversation 1,000 times. Like I have such a good survivor's guilt from getting out of a cab alive.
Yeah.
That I'm
it.
Like, I'm giving them like topless photos of Jenny. Like
oh,
anything I can
God.
Do to boost morale. I know.
God's
I mean, you have
sake.
Enough of them already, but I'm just saying.
Well, she's my ideal girl. I've told you 100 times.
I know. Emily Campagno is here. She just went from telling me to smuggle memorabilia inside a body cavity to judging me for making a joke about my wife.
Well, I choose Jenny. I will every day, all day. I choose Jenny over you. I like the idea of doing it publicly. I like the idea of doing it in ways that people can emulate, because that's so much money. You're blessed with so much mm-hmm. abundance. For example, here's an example. When I lived in a home instead mm-hmm. of a walk up, you know, like
yeah.
sewer rat in
Manhattan,
New York,
yeah.
I would leave a box out for all the delivery people.
Yeah.
And in that box, Gatorade, water, chocolate, granola bars, all that stuff. Put it on a story on my Instagram. Be like, great idea, I can do that too. And I didn't come up with that. I mean, people do that all over
yeah.
the country. So do that kind of thing. Let people exactly see what you're doing and how they can do it within their means.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, that makes sense. Emily Campagno is in the studio. We're having a grown-up talk about doing well. It's the holiday season. If you're in a position to give back or you're not in a position to give back, one of the best advice somebody ever gave me in my cab was, if you feel helpless in life, go out and help someone. You know, so like you might have drove your cab for 12 hours today, made like almost no money, but you give a guy $5 on the way to the subway and you realize you can still have a positive impact on people.
100%. And I will say, Jimmy, that one of my favorite memories of you, where you're not, you know, throwing some type of like beer in my face or screaming at me on the street corner, was when one night we were walking in the city. It was probably must have been like 2 a.m. and you bought a bag of hot salted peanuts mm-hmm. from a guy on the corner, and you gave him 20 or 50, like an astronomical denomination bill. And you were like, oh, keep the change, buddy, of course. And that joy, oh my gosh, I have never seen someone so visibly floored and grateful and delighted.
Yeah.
And it was such a beautiful moment. And you don't need to tip someone $1 billion
yeah.
for them to feel that delight and joy and feeling seen. But I just will say, you know, ladies and gentlemen listening, Jimmy Fallon does this year round. You're not just an annoying host that we have to deal with during the day. Behind the scenes, you're actually a good guy.
Well, the reason I became a better tipper is I used to offer them my sport jackets, but they didn't want them. The homeless guys are like, no, thanks, man.
Keep it.
No.
I'm
like, you can burn it for heat. They're like, I'd rather freeze. I don't want to be seen near that fire, you know?
I'd rather die. Yep. Not surprised. But I agree with you, of course. Like, there's nothing like feeling the joy and the blessing of helping someone, but also that amplification of having
yeah.
someone else say, yes, I donated too. Thank you for sharing how to support. That's like,
yeah,
that's amazing.
Because you know what it is, man? It's like we very much have become like a me society. But if people could just like downshift to second, you know what I mean? Because this
totally.
Society is running in fourth at like 5,600 RPMs at all time. not always fifth, but a minimum of fourth, you know. And if you could just downshift a little bit and think in terms of a we society, you know, not make everything about your immediate impulses, we could probably have a little bit more of a coherent society. Right now, because people say like, oh, we live in two worlds, Republican and Democrat. I don't believe that. I believe in the era of the smartphone. We live in 330 million individual worlds where everybody's world is so carefully curated for them. But I think if you focused on the areas of overlap, like the things we're discussing with like, you know, being benevolent and charitable and stuff like that, I do think you kind of foster an investment in like a greater good instead of an individual good, you know?
100%. And I think the key to your statement was the high RPMs. Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter what your gear is, if you're smooth sailing, mm-hmm. but if you are at that high revving RPMs, which so many people are, they're so stressed, and you are isolated because you're on your phone, you're mired in the digital fake world that people have created, you start floating around. You need that anvil, you need that tether to the real world, which is human connection. Mm-hmm. One conversation, one smile, one like, have a great day, thanks, I love your shirt. You know, that's the thing too. If you don't have any extra money, be generous of spirit.
Yes.
Compliment a stranger, say good morning, thank an officer for their service, whatever it is that you believe in, that matters. The other day at that car show this weekend in PA, speaking of fans that brought things, Leah Stat's parents, Donna and David, who are amazing. He's a retired Philly cop. They came up. They had a little bag of gifts for me, which, uh-huh. first of all, you never have to do. And I was so blown away. Yeah. But inside of it were many special, adorable, thoughtful, meaningful things. But it also had a devotional. And that was something that I had been looking for. I've been actively looking for a devotional. And Donna said to Leah later, like, yeah, something told me to like give it to Emily that I should. I wasn't sure if I should. And it was exactly what I was looking for. And I feel like the little whispers, you know, that person might need this, or like, hey, you know, tell that person this, whatever it is. Those whispers, that intuition is part of our collective consciousness. It matters, and it will probably have a huge impact on them. So all my gratitude to the Stat family, and also to anyone who has helped spreading that Christmas joy and the Christmas spirit of giving this season.
Boom. Spiritual currency, Em. You're not financially wealthier, but you're personally wealthier for having accumulated it. I think that's what it's called. Sometimes I get in trouble for doing this and being small talk guy. I'll tell you a funny story. First time I flew to Vegas, I was on America West Airlines, right?
Yeah, nice.
This is a great one, man. So I am always trying to invite good luck from the gambling gods. You know what I mean? On the way to the casino.
Yeah, of course.
Positive vibes, everything you can think of.
You sacrifice at the altar on the way.
Yeah, so I'm literally doing what you just described, okay? As I get to my row on America West Airlines, which I believe is now defunct, okay? It's me, there's an empty middle seat, and the guy in the aisle is a circus attraction. Okay. Yes.
Probably my ex.
He's a circus attraction. But you know those shirts you see hanging in the stores at the casinos that you're convinced, why do they put them out? No one buys these.
Yes.
He bought them. He bought one of them.
Yes, he did.
He had one of those light brown, horrific, like Italian casino button down shirts
with
the short sleeves and the loud pattern and obnoxious print. And me being, you know, Johnny small talk, needing positive vibes, with all the fiber in my being, detesting this man's shirt. I like the shirt, man. That's a good look. So now I've got a best friend for life. I sit down. He starts telling me about the shirt. I can tell he has really gotten a boost out of the compliment.
Oh, sweet.
So now we take it a step further in the relationship and start to discuss our collective good fortune in having an empty middle seat. And I go, wow, this is nice. It's like we're flying first class. We got this empty middle seat. And he goes, oh, I'll tell you why it's empty. We haven't even taken off on this 6-hour flight. But he proceeds to say, well, I was supposed to be going to Vegas to get married today. But when I knocked on the door to pick her up, her sister answered. And she was like, hey, Barry. His name is not Barry. I'm just going with Barry. He goes, hey, Barry, she's not feeling well. And he's like, I'm outside in the limo. You need me to get her anything? She's like, no, you don't understand. She's really not feeling well. And slammed the door in his face. But Barry decided to go to Vegas anyway and gamble. So I had a 6-hour flight of him detailing this elopement that didn't happen, the sister, the wife, the this and the that. But what did I do when I got to Vegas? I went gambling with Barry. He happened to do pretty well. I did well for a portion of the evening. And that's as much of the story as I can tell on an FCC licensed station. But Barry woke up the next day happy to be alive, a lot happier than he was when we got on the plane.
But the question that everyone once answered is, Jimmy, did he see that as the as the breakup that it was.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's like, I'm single, so I'm gambling and I'm going to find a new wife? Or was he like, oh, she'll be fine when I get back?
Oh, no, no, no. This was a man
okay.
who was jilted at the offer.
Jilted, exactly.
I mean, jilted hard.
Yes.
It was. I was supposed to be sitting next to a couple that would have been ostensibly making out the whole way to Vegas, because if they're engaged, they're young and crazy and fired up. Barry had his fancy Italian shirt. He had taken a limo. Remember when people used to take limos? Like, limos aren't really cool as cool anymore. It's like,
totally.
You know, you get in like an Escalade SUV.
Well, it's like Die Hard. What was the name of the chauffeur?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Best limo driver of all time.
Yeah.
I love so much this story because the premise of it, which is the exact opposite of what we're talking about, is you lying.
Yeah.
Is you in self-service to try to appease the gambling gods and make some type of bloated profit off of your diluted watered-down drink. You, like, mocked someone, and then he became your best friend. Barry, fake Barry, I love you. I hope you're still wearing that shirt. I hope you're ahead of the house in your current game.
If you saw how hard this guy partied, there's no way he's still alive. But if I knew his real name, I'd use it. That's how confident I am. You've had a bad run in Vegas when you watch The Hangover and it looks PG. You're like, oh, really?
That's all they
really?
Did?
Really? A lion?
Wusses.
One guy locked in a trunk and a mountain lion?
One face tat?
You guys aren't even trying.
That's right.
Emily Campagna, the human happy hour, giving beats everything. We're giving you the boot. We're back. That's going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation. I will be back here Monday for a wild one on the radio with Jim Jordan. I'll be on the TV with Bill Hemmer and Dana Perino, and of course on the TV at night with our lovable comedy dwarf Greg Gutfeld. But wherever this one finds you, just have a hell of a weekend. We'll see you here Monday.
The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.